Billy Gardell on the phone. Hi, Billy. How are you, buddy?
Hey, what's up, Detroit? Good morning. How you doing, man? Good
Ladies
to see
gentlemen.
You, Mr. O'Brien.
Good to talk to you, too. Thank you so much, first of all. Billy Gardell with us. Bob Hart, Abishola. This is the season finale tonight, right?
Well, it's our last original episode. Our season, we shut down early out here, which was very smart. And so we usually do 22 episodes. This is our 20th. We didn't do 21 in the season finale. We'll probably start with that in August, God willing, if we come back then. And so this is our last original episode, not the finale. But then I think they're going to rerun the show for people who haven't seen the show. And if you're looking for a half-hour break from this crazy stuff we're all going through, we hope we can offer that for you. That's all, man.
It really is comfort food. The whole ensemble, everything, and I'm gonna mess his name up. Coffo, you have so many characters. You have so many scene Coffo. Stealers. Yeah, so many scene stealers in this series. The young lady playing Abishola alone, the way you two play off each other, it's very genuine.
Yeah,
you seem to have a really great relationship with her.
Yeah, you know, it's nice because on this one, like on Mike and Molly, it was all new to all of us. So this one, it's nice to be the veteran on the set and to build the trust that was given to me and Mike and Molly and to spread that trust around. And when you have that trust, people connect. And when they connect, I believe the audience sees that. And I think we've got Chuck Lorre's put together another killer cast. I feel like Bull Durham on this show. I'm like the old guy talking on the bus, what it's like to hit clean balls at the show. You know what I mean? So it's been a gift to be a part of another opportunity like this. And it was a freshman hit, and I think it's a sweet show, and it's kind, and it's funny, and God, we could use a little of that. So I'm real proud of it.
You get a lot of Detroit feedback from people going, you got to work in this for a Coney. You got to drink Verner's. You got to have a Faygo.
Yeah,
you got to eat Bumpy Cake.
Yeah, if I hear Coney Dog one more time in my Twitter feed, I am well versed with the Coney Dog. I used to come there to Detroit and I would play Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle. Mark's a great guy and a great club out there. And you know, I've been to Hitsville, USA, and Detroit. I thought was a great setting for our show. We needed a good working class town that hadn't been really highlighted. And I'm glad we picked Detroit. I love it, man. I love that my character drives a Cadillac, too. So I'm covered on all. If I get that hot dog, I'll be covered on all bases.
There you go. Good,
yeah,
man.
Good on you. How did you guys pick the place, though? I've always wondered, like, when you're putting a TV show together, when they're thinking about, like, where it's going to be based at, how does that even happen?
Well, I don't know. I'm not in that part of the process. You know, I was lucky enough. I know Chuck likes, you know, with this character, wanted the city to match him. You know, a guy that's resilient, a guy that's working class, and you know, mid-level business owner. And he wanted a guy that was trying to survive in a tough economy. And you know, the blue collar towns in our country are really where the cross section is. And there's two things going on in this show. One is you've got a guy that's, you know, has a heart attack and almost buys the farm, and he's trying to run his business and take care of his family, which is certainly identifiable with the middle of the country. And then on the other side of the show, you got an example of immigrants that come to this country that work hard and want to make a better life for their family. So watching those crossroads intertwine maybe reminds us that, you know, America was built like that. And I'm real proud to be a part of this show. I really love it.
It's a beautiful show. It really is. And of course, we want to say thanks to you too. Our comfort tunes list, we asked you and you immediately responded. We posted that up. Thanks for doing that, man. That was cool of you. You didn't have to do that.
No, you know what, man? I thought it was a cool idea, and I appreciate people that are trying to put positive things out in the air. You know, we have to understand now that all this stuff about red and blue and what you think and what you need to, the hills you need to scream on, none of that matters right now. Look, we got to get to where we're one people and we have one problem. And we have to take care of each other like our grandparents did in their time. This is our time to take care of each other. And I'm hoping calm and smart and educated heads prevail. And we can get through this thing and begin our lives again without doing it the wrong way. So I pray for patience and I pray for everybody's heart to soften a little bit, because without each other through this, we're not going to get through it. So
Amen. We
just got to do the right thing. We got to do the right thing. And when I see little things like that, like that you put up, like, give me your five top stay at home songs or comfort. Like, I try to jump in on that because it's a nice distraction. I think you have to be aware and watch what's going on, but I also think you have to take a break and get a break, like with a little music and with some, maybe some books or a show or a movie, and then you go back to it. I think you need a healthy balance even in this time, just so you can kind of stay grounded and calm for when the next wave of whatever hits us.
Dude, well said. Billy
Amen,
Gardell.
Billy. Yeah, man. Thank you.
We're going to steal that and take credit for it tomorrow. Anyway, it's yours for the next 20 minutes. Bob Hart's Abishola tonight, 8:30 on CBS Channel 62 here in the Motor City. One quick note. I know you're from Pittsburgh. Did you know we have a Primanti Brothers here in Taylor, Michigan now?
I did. They notify me when one goes up out of the city.
Carrier pigeon.
Yeah, well, listen, man, it's the Midwest. We know how to eat, you know. I mean, you go ahead and put the, you know, we're from that part of the country where they think salad is what you put on a cheeseburger. So I think you guys will fit right in with a
damn right
sandwich.
Hey, Billy, you're the best, man. Thanks for taking time out this morning. We'll all be watching tonight, and let's stay in touch, okay?
Hey, and listen. Morning radio is important right now. Thanks for what you guys do. We do need the news, but we need a distraction. And everybody hang in there together, man. And we'll just help each other. We're going to get through it.
You're awesome. Billy Gardell, there it goes. Be well. Billy's off. What a great guy. It really is a great show. If you get a chance to catch up on some of the episodes, I don't think a lot of people here in the Motor City realized it was Detroit-based.
I didn't know that until you and I were talking, and I said I saw the promo for it. I'm like, oh, that looks really funny.
Hell of a cast, yeah. So tonight at 8:30, Billy Gardell.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.